Thank you for calling, Amora. This is Leticia. How may I assist you?
Yes, I have a question on an invoice. We used to be invoiced by a different company where the payment was auto withdrawn. So it looks like maybe you bought this.
I think so, maybe. Do you have the customer ID number or contract number?
I do. Customer number 272264.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Amy Miller.
Right, and it's for Health Drive Corporation. Right, so yes, ma'am, it does look like we do have this loan over here. It came from the, is it Green Bee Technology?
So when did you buy that?
Let's see.
Or was it always with you?
Okay, well, it looks like it started with us. I just need it. Oh, March, I mean, February the 10th of 2022.
Okay, so why is this one? We were being auto withdrawn. How come this one was not auto withdrawn?
So the payment is not due until the 10th.
You're right. 3/10/24. And that will be auto withdrawn?
Yes, ma'am.
So why were we charged then? We were charged a late fee
On
for
which
the. That's so,
this
oh, this is 2022. What the heck? This is so we just received an invoice for two that statement date of 2/21/2024. It says it's a late
Oh, so
charge for
you received one of those courtesy invoices. Okay, I get it now. I was like, wait a minute, I don't see this.
I see. Okay, so why? And then I saw the late charge. So I thought the late charge was because I saw 3/10. I didn't realize it was for 2022. I thought that it was late for the invoice. They came for the invoice that's due March 10th of 2024. So why are we receiving an invoice for a late payment of 20 from 2022? Do you need that invoice number, or do you see it?
Let me see. I can check in e-bill. Give me one second. Yeah, I'm not sure why they were sending out those e-bills when the customers are on ACH. They normally don't send them out, but they did let us know that they were courtesy invoices. Let's see. Okay, so I do see in our e-bill system that it does showing it does show that there was a late charge, but that was for March the 10th of 2022. You're correct. It just wasn't paid.
So I don't know. Again, we were auto withdrawing, so I don't know why that would be.
Let me see.
Can you just reverse this? And why are we just getting it now?
Looks like it always be on the invoice. Give me one second. Let me go back and see.
I have a note here that the first and last payment was paid on February 2nd of 2022. So this that would have been first and last would have been
Okay, so it looks like, as I'm looking at the transaction, we didn't receive that payment until March the 17th. So it wasn't, it returned, not authorized. And it's
Yeah, it
right.
looks like there was a debit block, so I was not given the right debit block number. So that was not our fault. So can you just reverse this?
I can get you over and see if they can waive that fee.
Okay.
Right, give me one second. All right, you said the first name was April.
My name
Yes,
is Amy.
Amy. Oh, okay. And what was the last name?
Miller.
Right, give me one second. Let me reach out to them.